I mean, the people that have been purchasing our utility token have basically been doing so because they see the use case, and I think our use case, was very specific. I mean, we're our name right now, and we're marketed as Pawn Rockets. So people who are purchasing this token are very aware of the industry and the target group. As we move forward, and as we look at how to, in the words of the questions, turn this provocative project into more of a long-term asset or trading tool. There certainly is some things that we've been working on to be able to increase the audience. And again, a lot of this is because of the existing bias. Having the word pawn in your name means we can't really use it on Twitter. So we've been using PRT instead of Pawn Rocket, which obviously is not completely accurate apart from on your platform, actually. We have been working to make the project a little bit softer and more generally accessible. I mean, from a long-term basis, NSFW.app is not just about adult content. It's literally about content that is not suitable for work, which is, the acronym that we're leaning on and leveraging and ultimately going to redefine. That content could be adult, it could be fighting material, it could be marijuana, a drug which is legal in a lot of areas and jurisdictions. It could be particular types of cartoon or anime that are potentially, or hentai that are potentially additionally restricted for whatever reason. So we're making the platform much more than just adult. We want it to be a place where creators can come to share anything, again, with the caveat of being legal in their content. And I think that opens up the audience, a bit wider. And certainly the name NSFW.app, which is the core product, which is working partnered with the Pawn Rocket ecosystem, is much more friendly and able to be had on people's devices and used and shared than anything with the word pawn in it. We're also going through the process of bridging to the Ethereum network, and part of this is to enable more mainstream benefit to the project, to open up to a wider audience. And whilst we're doing that, we're going to also call the token on the Ethereum network Intimate, as opposed to Pawn Rocket. So it'll be effectively the same contract. There'll be a one-to-one bridge. The market cap will be shared between the two, so the supply will not increase, but it will have a different name. And that name we can then use to actually publicize and to try and get mainstream press and attention, something that has been hampered by having simply the word pawn in the title. So to make it more available for a longer term basis, we're going with a softer name, Intimate, which has worked very well in the past, and obviously Pawn Rocket is leveraging some of the work and the network and the assets that we had previously through the Intimate project, and then also opening up to wider networks. So the Binance Smart Chain network is a little bit niche, doesn't have quite the same mainstream range, I guess, or audience. It's obviously cheaper to transact on, but it's a bit more centralized. So there's swings and roundabouts, which is why we're creating initially a bridge to Ethereum that'll be one-to-one, and then we'll bridge to some additional networks as well. I think this won't necessarily make the project less provocative, but it will make it more accessible and a little bit more gently branded for the broader world.